Hi, everybody. This is Steve Dallas with your Golden Memories request time here. I hope you're doing fine on this eve of the new year. Do you believe it? Here we are. Are we crazy to be working on such a night?
I know.
That's okay.
I'm charging you double.
Yeah, it's a time-honored tradition to pay musicians double on New Year's Eve. Yeah, so I'll be playing a mass tonight. Do you believe that? No, I won't. I got my buddy to play it, and I have to pay him double.
Oh, no.
Yep, got to do it. Got to do it. I'm very happy today. We have our first guests on Golden Memory Piano Requests. I have my very own granddaughters here. I have Nicole and Josie. Nicole, say hi, Nicole.
Hello.
Can you guess her age from that little hello? Say it one more time.
Hello.
Hey, honey, we have a message here. It says Skype cannot accept calls at this time. Call BBS Radio Station 1.
Okay. Can you...
That was a while ago, you said?
Okay.
No, I think everything's all right.
All right. Anyway, hi, Nicole. She is 13 years old. Isn't that great?
Can you just lie and tell them I was older? Come on.
I could, because they can't see you. Of course, they wouldn't help to see you anyway, because
She's actually 13 going on 30, darling.
Yeah, I know that.
And Josie's going on 35.
Yes. And Josie is here. She's 15.
And a half. Hello, everyone.
There she is. She's our, they're both marvelous singers. You're going to be charmed more than you can imagine today with my granddaughter's singing. Well, I thought it would be appropriate today to start with Auld Lang Syne. I should end with it, and I may do it again, but I just thought, it's such a special day. Let's celebrate and get it off right. You might be interested to know that Auld Lang Syne translates roughly, old is old and lang is long, and syne is since. So, old long since. And, of course, that may translate roughly into days of long ago. So, we can even gather around and sing this, everybody. Yeah. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for old lang syne. Bravo, bravo. I can't wait to see all those people kissing on television tonight. Wouldn't that be great? Auld Lang Syne is pretty much about love and remembrance. It was written in 1788 by Robert Burns. And it was found in a Scots Musical Museum with the remark, the following song, an old song of olden times, of which has never been in print, nor even in manuscript, until I took it down from an old man. Some of the lyrics were collected rather than composed by the poet, and the ballad of Auld Lang Syne, printed in 1711 by James Watson, shows a little similarity, and this is kind of romantic. And it could be the song was gleaned from this poem. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never thought upon, the flames of love extinguished and fully past and gone, is thy sweetheart now grown so cold, that loving breast of thine, that thou canst never once reflect in Auld Lang Syne? on Auld Lang Syne, my Jo. That was her name, Jo.
Oh. Josephine?
Yeah. Auld Lang Syne, that thou canst never once reflect an Auld Lang Syne.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Poor guy had a broken heart. I hope no one out there has a broken heart. If you do, call me, and I'll help cheer you up.
What is the number, darling?
Ah, the number, of course. 888-627-6008. I have a little idea for you, too. If you know anyone with a birthday, you want to call and have me sing happy birthday to them with their very name. How exciting is that? And you know, we might even get the help of this marvelous three angelic beings by me.
Okay, speaking of that, darling Moo, guess what?
What?
Tomorrow's your birthday.
Oh.
Hit it, girls.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, boy.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear darling. Happy birthday to you.
I saw him struggling for the words. Darling, they wanted to say grandpa, and they were following so dutifully.
Happy birthday, baby!
Yes, I'm pretty young for my age.
Yeah, you look
pretty
good
young
for a guy that's 45 years old. You're a handsome Greek man.
Oh, my voice still sounds young. That's for sure.
Yeah,
and I think that's from avoiding all those smoky bars, you know? Yeah. I was kind of happy for the day they outlawed smoking in public places. And
it's kind of hard to sing when there's cigarette smoke around. It gets into your throat.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think I'm going to have Josie, or I'm going to have Nicole.
A bubbly song.
The Victor. I'm going to have Little Miss Victory sing a song called
Bubbly.
You know, that's what I love about having young people around me. Help me find out, would you please? These young people keep me
young.
They keep me young. Otherwise, I would just, oh man, I'd be out of date so fast it wouldn't even be funny.
That's gonna fall, darling.
I know. Excuse the noise. Uh-oh. Okay, Josie's going to fix it for me.
Having technical difficulties.
A little bit.
The microphone's falling over.
The leg down there needs adjusted. Get that hymn book and put it on top of that leg over there to help balance it. Okay, here we go.
And the song's called Bubbly.
Here we go.
I've been awake for a while now. You've got me feeling like a child now. Every time I see your bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. It starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time wherever you go. The rain is falling on my window pane, but we are hiding in a safer place. Undercover, staying dry and warm. These feelings that I adore start in my toes and who knows. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time wherever you go. But what am I gonna say when you make me feel this way? I just starts in my toes, makes me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time wherever you go. da 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 da. I've been asleep for a while now. You tuck me in just like a child now. 'Cause every time you hold me in your arms, I'm comfortable enough to feel your warmth that starts in my soul. And I lose all control when you kiss my nose, the feeling shows. 'Cause you make me smile, baby, just take your time now, holding me tight. Wherever, wherever,
granddaughters sing. It just warms my heart.
It just makes me feel bubbly.
Yes, feel
bubbly. My granddaughters have appeared with me several times on with my band Timeless, and they do intermission, and it's really cool. Do you want to sing your other duet now?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I'm yours.
I bought a new boom stand yesterday because it wouldn't stay up. But I put the tripod in the wrong position, so it started falling in my face. Oh, man, there's nothing like live radio. That's the fun of it. So I want to hear your voice, so make sure you call. And the number is, we're going to say it, we're going to sing it for you. Ready? Go. 888-627-6008. Man, now that is infused with feminine energy, I want you to know. How can you resist it, guys? Come on. Well, from my young friends, I have learned about the work of Jason Mraz. And for all of you older folks there, there's no vowel between the M and the R. It's Mraz. Fun to say. Took me a while to learn it. And I remember I had this student, Darren, and he would introduce me to all these songs. He says, and it would always be prefaced with, now there's a bad word in this one, but I changed it. I love that. So, well, those are things we have to deal with. And we edited this one a little bit, but it's so charming that you're going to love it. It's called I'm Yours. Here's Josie and Nicole.
Well, you done me and you bet I felt it. I tried to be chill, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks, and now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest, and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Into your heart and you'll find love, 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 love. Listen to the music of the moment people dance. scooch on over closer, dear, and I will nibble your ear. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Whoa, 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 whoa. Spending way too long checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, so I drew in your face and I laughed. I guess what I've been saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue, but I won't hesitate. No more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Oh, I will always not be mine. Select me. Open up your plans and man, you're free. Look into your heart and you'll find the sky is yours. There's no need to complicate. Our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours.
Please don't.
There's no need to complicate, 'cause our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours.
Oh my God.
Well,
there was only one thing wrong with that song. It's too short.
I know. You know, you just hear singers sometimes. You say, don't quit. Don't quit. Don't stop.
Encore.
Jason Mraz, I just hear. I wish he could hear that. He would be charmed. I just know him. And if you were in the audience, he'd call you up and say, friends, I'm not going to sing this song. Josie and Nicole are going to sing it. Oh. Yep. All right. Well, I'm yours.
I'm yours, darling.
Here we go. Thanks for fixing me up there, Josie. You're a good girl. Now, don't forget, I want you to call with somebody's birthday, and I'll sing to them, okay? That's important.
And what's that number again?
That number is 888-627-6008. Okay. Here's the one I want. Several months ago, my college teacher, Myron Tweed, passed on, went to be with the Lord, and I heard about it not too long after the fact, and I was delighted that his wife, Pauline, marvelous person, was kind enough to send me the program from his dedication service. And it was the best dedication I'd ever seen. Really, it was like, it's, you know, maybe a president or something. It was amazing. It's like a little magazine with all his accomplishments, and it was really, really amazing. But Myron Tweed, he was the one that actually was responsible for me to go to college. In fact, I looked at it this way. He rescued me. You know, every 17-year-old boy, maybe some girls too, can't wait to get away from home. I don't know. But man... When,
I don't know if they have to be 17. They might be younger.
Well, these days, who knows? But
what about this item, Grandpa?
Oh, yes. And that was, oh, Pauline sent me this conductor's baton inscribed with Dr. Myron L. Tweed, 1930 to 2013, Soli Deo Gloria, for the glory of God. So...
That's beautiful.
Yeah, what a nice gesture. Thank you, Pauline. And Robin, thank you for communicating with me on the Facebook and getting all this together.
And so you said he was responsible for you going to college?
Yeah, thank you, darling. Well, I played a contest piece. It might have been for Youth for Christ. It was an organization back then.
Right, I remember that.
And I played some contest somewhere. Maybe I won, maybe I didn't.
Was
I don't know.
Was it in Wells School in the gymnasium?
That's where we held our meetings. Uh-huh. But I think we went to some big fancy place for the meeting or for the contest. And
what song did you play?
You know what? I think I played Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Right,
did I ever play?
Yes, you did.
I used to do these big, fabulous gospel arrangements. Mm-hmm. You know, it started out like this. So it's a la Mozart, a little bit of Rachmaninoff thrown in there. But anyway, getting back to this magnificent program that I was reading, I discovered that Myron Tweed, Dr. Tweed, as he was later, played the accordion. It was his first instrument. I'll have you know, after 5 years in college, notice I said five and not four, those things happen. After that, after all those years, I never once knew that he played the accordion. He sure never played for us.
Aww.
Too bad.
He started 8 years old. I read the...
Yes. Thank you, honey.
He started at eight years old. His uncle had an accordion, and he lived 2 miles from his uncle, and he'd walk every Saturday 2 miles, and he learned to play on his own.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
Wow.
And then later, he went into contest and won those. And,
wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of inspiring, really.
Yeah.
It's very inspiring. And how long was it before you started to play the accordion? That's a great story in and of itself.
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't start till I was 30 years old. I found an accordion in the basement of some church, and I said, this can't sit here. So I hurt everybody's ears for at least a year. It wasn't easy. I remember there was an accordion player at Bethel College. This was in, 1968, 69. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I even forget his name. Roland, I wish you'd call me and tell me this kid's name. He used to play the accordion. And he'd stand up there with this accordion, in chapel once in a while. And he'd play this thing. And he'd be smiling from ear to ear. And I said, you know what? That's a little bit silly, I'm thinking. Because I was, I'd lock myself in the practice rooms and sometimes practice half the night Beethoven and all that fancy stuff. And I was very serious when I was young, very serious. And I said, I don't know that I'd ever play the accordion. I was more like Virgil Fox. I was privileged to hear him. He came to the Bethel College one day, and thanks for Dr. Tweed for bringing him so I could see him. But anyway, I did learn to play the accordion. And I thought, now this is bold. This is bold.
Oh, that's so not like
it. Oh, boy. I decided to write a dedicatory song to Dr. Myron Tweed, and I'm going to play it on my accordion. Don't laugh. She never was good at obeying. Yeah. But anyway, it's kind of a rewrite of Those Were the Days. Let me get my accordion on here. Okay.
And coincidence, his Myron's accordion looks just identical to yours.
The black
and
serious?
White. Yeah, in the book. It was black and white.
All right.
It looks just like yours.
Well, mine's kind of they call it a lady's accordion, but
gosh,
it's big enough for me.
Right.
Gosh, I can hardly
lift it.
Remember the first couple of years I played it. I spent a lot of time at the chiropractor.
Oh.
Yeah, I did. Thanks, Dr. Jim. I hope you're listening. Okay. After all these years. There's the one button with a little dent in it. Oh, my gosh. Okay. But anyway. Here's a tribute to a man named Myron. A gentleman indeed from A to Z. He became a legacy to many. His love for God and man was plain to see. He said, come to Bethel, you're a natural. Here you'll find a place that you can soar. I'll be sure to help you with the details. I'm sure you'll find success and maybe more. Those were the days, my friend. I thought they'd never end. We'd sing and dance forever and a day. We'd live the life we'd choose. We'd fight and never lose. While we were young and sure to have our way. La 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 la. Those were the days. Oh yes, those were the days. So I packed my bags and went to Bethel. We stretched our meager means far as we dare. And there amid the oak trees and the cabins, I labored in the shadow of his care. Then the busy years went rushing by us. I realized how patient he had been. And if you're listening in, dear Dr. Myron, I'm grateful for the help that you have been. Those were the days, my friend. I thought they'd never end. We'd sing and dance forever and a day. We'd live the life we'd choose. We'd fight and never lose. While you were young and sure to have our way. La 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 la. Those were the days. Oh yes, those were the days.
Honey, that was beautiful.
You never heard it. I just wrote it last night.
Those were the days, but the words that you wrote about him, that's awesome. And he was responsible for you going to college. You got a scholarship from that piece, right?
That's right. I led gospel teams. That's what I had to do for my scholarship. And we traveled all over three states. Me and New Horizons. You remember that, Marie?
I hope they're listening. You think they're listening?
Yep, I know they're listening. But anyway, there we have it. All right, well, today's my birthday. And
no, tomorrow, darling.
Oh, that's right, tomorrow. Okay.
That's funny.
So here's a song for me. Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. And I am. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here's the best part, you'll have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. Yeah, good. Well, I hope all my friends of Dr. Tweed hang in for a few more minutes anyway. And I hope you enjoyed that, Dr. Tweed. You're probably laughing. I didn't see you laugh that much. A few times, but Hope you enjoyed that. All right. Yeah, here's a song. I'd like to have my daughter, see how young I feel. my granddaughter Josie sings. She wrote this song. I'm sure you were blown away by their singing, and I am for sure. But couple of years. How long has it been since? What was the boy's name?
His name was Zach. He passed away May 25th, 2012.
Yeah, that was sad for all of us. Yes. And Josie's a budding songwriter, but this song is like someone said to me about one of my songs once. You know, that sounds like you found it in a book. And that's the ultimate compliment, because you don't want a song that sounds homemade. You want a song that sounds like it was on the hit parade.
And he was Josie's friend.
Yes.
Yes, and it broke her heart, and she wrote a song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little sweetness involved there, huh? A little bit?
Maybe.
Or was it entirely just the average friend, or was just a little twinge of...
Yeah, possibly.
Okay, I'm going to vacate my seat here, and Josie's going to slip into the driver's seat here, and she's going to play a song. You can tell us anything else you want to, Josie.
All right, this is called Missing You, and so I wrote it. I was so sad, and I got really in touch with my feelings, and I got inspired, and I don't mean to bring your spirits down or anything, but... This is from my friend Zach, and it's a little sad, but it's totally from the heart. So, here it goes. Lately, I've been feeling so alone. The sadness in my soul is killing me. Trying so hard to hide this hurt and this pain. Without you here, I think I'm going insane. Missing your smile that lit up a room. Missing your eyes, such a beautiful blue. Missing the way you used to laugh. Missing the friend who had my back. Missing the tiny curls in your hair. Missing the voice I love to hear. So torn apart over you, yeah, I'm missing you. Tears are falling to my feet, wishing that your heart could still beat. They say it's time to face reality, but this is too hard to believe. Missing your smile that lit up a room. Missing your eyes, such a beautiful blue. Missing the way you used to laugh. Missing the friend who had my back. Missing the tiny curls in your hair. Missing the voice I love to hear. So torn apart over you, yeah, I'm missing you. Never thought that you would go so young. With the blink of an eye, you were gone. Such a beautiful blue. Missing the way you used to laugh. Missing the friend who had my back. Missing the tiny curls in your hair. Missing the voice I love to hear. So torn apart over you, yeah, I'm missing. Missing your smile that lit up a room. missing the way you used to laugh. Yeah, yeah. Missing the tiny curls in your hair. So torn apart over you, yeah. I'm missing you. Thank you.
Thank you, Josie. It almost seems a bit inappropriate to clap for that, but I recognize that you have a wonderful life ahead of you.
Yes.
Beautiful songs. I remember the I wrote my first song when I was 14. You were 14, weren't you? Or maybe
I was 13.
Oh my goodness. And she is 15 now, and I wish you could see her. Oh, you can. You can look her up on YouTube and hear some of the songs they've sung. What's the search criteria for that?
Just type in Josie McGee, JOSEEMCGE on YouTube. I mean, GEE. Sorry. MCGEE. My name has 7 E's in it. Total. It gets very confusing at times. But yes, if you type that in, I have several videos up there and you could watch, enjoy, listen. That song would be entitled Missing You. And yeah, you should totally check it out.
Yep. A lot of people have started their career on YouTube, and I hope you're one of them. Yeah, it's very sad to lose someone, and I guess this program is sort of unofficially dedicated to Dr. Myron Tweed, and he's the one that taught me how to make a choir sound great. I don't do everything he did. Obviously, every man is a little different. But my choir is famous in Canton, Ohio, and all the Catholic churches envy our choir. Isn't that cool? So anyway, well, we will always remember Zach, and I'm sure he's happy. And it's, you know, sometimes it's hard to imagine what it's like to go to the other side. I know that one little book that we read was so encouraging by George Anderson. My wife and I would read it aloud to one another and answered a lot of questions for us. And what was the name of that book?
Ask George Anderson.
Oh, yeah, that's easy. Ask George
Anderson.
Yeah, yeah. So just found out a lot of stuff. And, you know, one thing about the Catholic faith is they recognize the community of faith, which extends beyond the grave. And, you know, between being a director in a Catholic church for 20 years now and all the reading I've been doing, I just talk to everyone. I mean, I know it sounds silly, but I just do it. I just start talking. I'm in the car. Just start talking to my favorite relative. Talk to God. Talk to Jesus. Talk to whoever, you know, dead poets. Well, whatever, you know, I've got my favorite saints, you know, I'm not proud. I lose something. I start complaining to St. Anthony, please, I need this. And
that would be like all the time.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Of course, the first person I start complaining to is my dear wife, and she usually knows where everything is. So that's fantastic. All right. You know, Josie's got one of those voices. No, let's do this one. Yes, because it sort of follows nicely. Love Can Build a Bridge was made popular by the Judds. Not, well, it's been a while. But love can build a bridge between people, between dimensions. Oh my, it never ends. And we come in on the chorus with this, with all these lovely ladies here. I'd gladly walk. walk across the desert with no shoes upon my feet to share with you that last bite of bread I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in a sea of broken dreams. When all your hopes are sinking, let me show you what love means. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? I would whisper love so loudly, every heart would understand that love and only love can join the tribes of man. I would give my heart's desire so that you might see the first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? 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 Don't you think it's time?
Oh. That was lovely.
Thank you. I just got to daydreaming during that song. When the first time Josie and Nicole sang a program with us, they were just like barely able to see over the piano. And and we had to make sure that they had the microphones.
Yes, and Nikki always grabbed the microphone. She wouldn't look at you. She'd look down and never look up, but she had that microphone right in her mouth.
It's like she was eating it.
Yes, like she's.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so sweet.
Just be careful not to sing it after me.
We, darling, tell me that lovely story. What time is it?
About?
Yeah.
We have tell so me many that, lovely stories.
Tell me that lovely story about Nikki's first words.
Oh, my God. Well, it's when you and I got reacquainted and we had a date. And you were playing a concert at church and I was trying to get ready. And Nikki was like a year and a half, almost two, maybe, not quite two. And she always got into everything. So I couldn't get ready. And my son decides to go to the store at that moment. I said, "You're not going to the store. I need you to watch this baby." He said, "I'm going to the store." So what I had to do is I picked her up and put her in the sink in the bathroom. And I was getting ready and I would hand her my makeup.
In the sink?
In the sink.
Okay.
And she was stuck there because at that time, the bathroom, we redid the bathroom, but it was so small. You didn't have any room to turn around. Oh. So she was stuck in that little sink. Her dad comes back to from the store and he walks by and she says, "Daddy, I can't get out."
Never a word before that.
No, a lot of gibberish, but nothing concrete that you could say she really spoke a word, but that is too precious.
Well, I'm proud of both of my granddaughters. Nikki's an incredible scholar and we are always discussing etymology and strange things like that. And then Josie, she's a polyglot in the making. She was kind of amazed at that word, which I taught her last week. See, she learns a little bit. A polyglot.
Different language. Yes, it's a person that speaks many languages.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Again, from the Greek, Doug. I think of that silly movie where the guy goes over and brags to his neighbor about, "Give me a word."
Yeah, well, that was
And my, big fat Greek wedding. I'll tell you that it's from the Greek. she slams the door in his face. It's priceless, but he deserved it. I probably do too. But anyway, well, we are having a good time with my granddaughter Josie and Nicole. I haven't got any calls yet. I'm disappointed. I want to speak to someone from Radioland, cyberspace, please. The number is 888-627-6008.
Please call in. We'd really appreciate
please,
it.
Please. Yay. Well, I think with this festive spirit, I'm going to continue my dedication to Dr. Tweed. And, you know, he was just so perfect, honestly. And his music, his choir, the tone, nothing like it. It was heavenly. So.
And you were his pianist, right?
I was the pianist for the choir. And, he granted me the honor of being the assistant conductor. He let me arrange a couple things for the choir, even at my tender age. And I do appreciate that. Do appreciate that, Dr. Tweed. I know you're listening. All right. So here's one more dedication. Now don't laugh.
Oh, on the accordion.
Oh, yes, of course. Doug said the accordion's coming across. Okay, so glad to hear it. I shall try to put it on. It took me as long to put it on as it did. I used to have to prop it up on a table and crawl under it, you know.
That paints a pretty picture.
Well, anyway, what do we have here? AT&T lines are down. It's simply. Oh, guest caller is on. Even our server is down. You do have a caller. Okay, there are technical difficulties. If you can still hear me. You let me know when the difficulty is over, Doug.
We would love to speak to the caller.
Oh, he responded to me.
Hello?
Hi there. Hi.
Is it Steve?
It is. Who
hey,
is
Dallas,
this?
It's Robin Tweed. It's Robin Tweed calling.
Oh, thank you, Robin. I was so hoping that you'd call. Oh.
Well, you know, we lost your feed. Obviously, you've been having some difficulties, so we got the first part of your feed, but I haven't been able to listen to that last half hour of it. So apparently we'll have to listen to it through the archives. But I wanted to call in and say hi, and my mom is right here if you'd like to talk with her.
Oh, how nice. Yes, please.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. How are you, Pauline?
Well, I'm just fine.
It's been a long time,
well,
and you're.
It has been a long time.
And your voice hasn't changed one iota, and I imagine you still sing beautifully. Oh.
Yes, I do, and I'm still singing a solo position in the church and teaching and so forth.
Oh, that's great.
Are you
there?
Yeah.
Did you hear the song that I wrote for your husband?
Yes, did you? I found it. I found it and played it, and I took it to my choir master, and he did a lot of playing like you do and so forth, and he thought that was very fine, too. You did a good job.
Oh, did you hear that? You probably didn't hear the song. Robin said the feed was down for a half hour. You didn't hear the song.
That's right. You didn't hear that.
Mm-mm. Okay. I'm not certain whether the whole broadcast is going to. Doug, can you type me a message real quick? Will the whole program be available on archives, even though the feed? Oh, he said yes. An enthusiastic yes.
Yes, it will be.
Oh,
okay.
Good.
Archive,
yes.
The whole
so
program.
You'll have to be sure and catch it, because we had a lot of stories from Bethel, and Would you like to sing a song with me, Pauline, over the air?
I would not even know what to sing.
Oh, can you sing just something easy like God be with you till we meet again, and a further little dedication to dear Dr. Tweed. God be with you till we meet again.
Let's sing with me, Robin.
Okay, we'll sort of sing
God
together.
Be with you.
Ready? God be with you till we meet again. May his counsel guide uphold you with his securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again, till we meet, till we meet, till we meet at Jesus' feet, till we meet, till we meet. With you till we meet again. Oh, that's beautiful. I don't know about time delay.
Well, I'm not very warmed up today.
Oh, I know. You're the one who taught us how to warm up, and I put it in a soprano
key.
That's
right. You have to warm up, and I have not warmed up today.
Oh, God bless you. I think I took a couple lessons from you. It wasn't a long time.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I know.
Will tell
you that I don't remember a lot of things. And she's my memory bank.
Oh, yes. I know how that goes.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's a delight. It's a delight to be with you today. And yeah. Thank you, Pauline. One of these days I'll come out to California and say hello to everyone out there.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Listen, did you say that you play the accordion?
Yes, I was going to do one more song. Yes. That came as quite a shock. Do you have a request, Pauline?
That was our lifesaver when we traveled in Canada and so forth. There was not an accompanist that could, of course, jump in and play our music, and so he just played the accordion for us, and we sang.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know what? I was going to do an Italian song, but what I'm going to do is a spiritual song. Jesus has a table spread. And Janice, you join me on that if you can.
Okay.
It's called Come and Dine. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. In his manna he does feed and supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. We can feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. Come and dine. You can feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. Thank you. You know, I've never ended I never thought I'd end this program with a rousing accordion song, but there we have it. I want to thank again my granddaughters. I want to thank the Tweed family for calling me in. Robin and Pauline, thank you. God bless you. And I want to
thank
you're welcome. I want to thank Josie and Nicole, my beautiful granddaughters, and my wife Jan,
and tell Pauline we got her letter that she sent, or the program of her husband.
Oh yeah, well that's the reason. Yes, thank you, Pauline, for sending that. I enjoyed it. I got it last night. I wrote that song for your husband last night after I read the magazine, and so I'm anxious for you to hear it. Yeah.
Oh, good.
So I'll tell Carol you said hello. We're all a big extended family. And I have two lovely grandchildren.
No, honey, you have three.
Well, I have three. Yes, I have three. Yes. Jeez, I can't even. I haven't changed much, Pauline. I have a total of five. Yes, and I will tell her that you said hello. And okay, we're gonna sign off. We love you, everybody, and I hope to see you soon. Bye-bye. Blossoms for you, dear, darling sister waits. That's my theme song, and with that, we're saying goodbye. See you next week, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.